From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Missouri remains the only state without a prescription drug monitoring program. That shifts the burden of preventing prescription drug abuse decidedly to the front lines, to individual physicians, pharmacists, and law enforcement. KBIA's Bram Sable-Smith visited those front lines in southeast Missouri, where one pharmacist goes to considerable lengths to keep prescription narcotics out of the wrong hands.
Richard Logan's pharmacy has been on the same street in Charleston, Missouri for 40 years. Picture rows of wrist wraps and acids and the like in front of the counter and rows of prescription medications behind it. It's your typical pharmacy, except...
There's really no except. The except only comes if you come in with an intent to break the law.
The lawbreakers Logan is talking about are those who come to his Southeast Missouri pharmacy with forged or fraudulent prescriptions for opioid painkillers like oxycodone and fentanyl. This may be one of the absolute worst pharmacies for a person to try to pass off that kind of bogus prescription. That's because Logan is also a sheriff.
I'll usually walk out to the counter and have a discussion with the person. It usually involves a badge. Sometimes it involves handcuffs.
When he has probable cause, he'll arrest the pill seeker on the spot. When he doesn't, he'll walk them out of the pharmacy with a stern warning.
They need to tell their friends not to stop here, because if they do, the next one I see, I'm going to arrest, and I'm going to arrest whoever's with them, and I'm going to impound their car, and I'm going to search their car, which is why it's been about 5 months since we've had one of them.
But pill seekers are targeting Missouri, the only state in the country without a prescription drug monitoring database. These allow pharmacists like Logan to review a patient's history with prescription narcotics to look for signs of abuse. Since there's no database here, keeping that history hidden is as easy as paying cash for prescription narcotics.
Other states are doing everything they can do to address that. Missouri is doing nothing. Nothing. That's very frustrating. To my mind, it's criminal.
Still, pharmacists are required to make sure the prescriptions they dispense are legal and legitimate. Without a database, Logan says that leaves a lot of guesswork.
You look for red flags. Is it a cash prescription? Have you seen the patient before? Is the prescription from a provider with whom you're familiar?
But even Logan, a pharmacist for 40 years and law enforcement for more than 20, says he still has to rely in part on his gut.
Right now, you just have to get basically a warm, fuzzy feeling from this patient to make sure that you're not dispensing something that shouldn't be dispensed.
Without a database, he says, it's bound to stay that way. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith.